We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
President Trump is expected to nominate Chicago Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the nation's highest court, a member of the appellate court based in Chicago. Orlando Steed is a friend of Judge Barrett. Tells CBS2 he hopes Barrett will be evaluated on her merits.
I just hope people will try to, you know, to be disciplined and say, okay, I'm gonna think of this as another human being. I'm gonna listen to what she has to say and see what she says and see what I think, as opposed to trying to situate her within the terrible, you know, polarities that we have right now in our culture.
Barrett is considered conservative and a favorite of religious voters for her anti-abortion views. Steed insists the timing of her nomination in an election year should not be a factor in getting her approved. Nearly 3 months after suspending Indiana's reopening plan, Governor Holcomb is today moving the state to the final phase, stage 5, as the statewide mask order remains in place indefinitely. Dr. Sean Granis tells CBS 2 the state is ready.
This is the next step in our journey back to normalcy, and I have every confidence that the Hoosiers are up to it, to continue to be vigilant, to continue to be mindful that we're still in a pandemic.
Indiana's governor says improvements in the state's positivity rate over recent months helped drive the decision to further open the state of Indiana. Northern Illinois University says it's ready to restart in-person courses on Monday.
NIU says the two-week period of remote classes allowed it to identify exposed students and immediately quarantine them. The university says its overall positivity rate is down, and there's also a notable decrease in parties and social gatherings. The school says more than 70 students tested positive for COVID-19 on September 8th, but the case count has dropped to single digits on most days since. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A little different story in Lake Bluff. All fifth graders at Lake Bluff Elementary School may have to study remotely through next week after at least two students tested positive for COVID-19. The students have been exposed to the virus in mid-September at multiple organized sports events and a large social gathering involving many fifth graders there. Lake Bluff officials say there were two cases in which parents did not immediately report coronavirus symptoms to the school district.
A green entrepreneur giving background to an urban farmer.
We operate 8 urban farm projects on 11 acres of land, predominantly located on our south side.
She's been called the green giant. Erica Allen is the co-founder of the Urban Growers Collective and Green Era, the brains behind an urban farming campus taking shape in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood.
You know, for me as a black woman who comes from an unbroken line of farmers in my ancestral line, without my ancestors, without my father, who really, you know, taught me all of these things, and I think for a lot of us who come from the Great Migration and all of the things that we have been struggling with as a city, to have a space during this most dark time to bring this light into the city, this is what this project represents, that transition.
The campus will have a 13,000 square foot greenhouse and will generate energy through composting. It's Erica Allen, a difference maker. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.